I ove godine tradicionalni susret sveslavenskog prijateljstva održat će se 25. septembra. Pa to je prilika da porazgovaramo sa Ljubicom Ridli koja je u organizaciji manifestacije. Ljubice, dobar dan i dobrodošli u program SBS Radija.
Dobar dan, hvala vam na pozivu.
Ovo je već tradicionalno, kao što smo kazali na početku, 23. godina kako se održavaju ovi susreti.
Pa mi smo krenuli da organizujemo ovu manifestaciju odmah rat kad je počeo tamo u našoj Srbiji i Republike Srpskoj, to u 90. godinama. Grci su bili jedni od ovih što su nam pomagali i pomagali našem narodu i tamo i ovdje. I tako smo krenuli u zahvalnost Grcima za njihovu pomoć. Krenuli smo u našoj crkveno-školskoj opštini Sveti Stefan Ruti Hill, da se družimo i da
zajednički održavamo,
ove manifestacije.
Dane prijateljstva.
Tako da to smo krenuli, kažem, u 90. godinama.
I ostalo je.
I ostalo je tako do dan danas. Krenuli smo samo sa Grcima i onda smo u posljednjih nekoliko godina proširili na sve pravoslavne organizacije.
Da, tako da su to postali susreti pravoslavnih zajednica, jel tako, na neki način?
Yes. Jeste.
Dobro, ko sada sve učestvuje?
Ove godine ćemo imati 5 ovih grčkih organizacija, imat ćemo jednu rusku organizaciju, jednu arapsku i naravno imamo naše nešto oko 16 srpskih folklornih grupa.
Mm-hmm. Ljubice, možete li mi reći šta se u stvari priprema toga dana? Šta je sve predviđeno?
Pa, krenut ćemo sa svetom liturgijom normalno u svetom hramu Svetog Stefana u 9:30.
Je li to zajednička liturgija?
To je zajednička liturgija i obično tu dođu i ovi grčki sveštenici i arapski i naši. E sad, ove godine, kažem, ja mislim da ćemo imati Arape da služe u hramu sa ocem Srbom i posle liturgije normalno prelazi se u crkvenu salu, gdje će da se prvo osveti hrana i piće i da onda ćemo da krenemo sa svečanim programom.
Uh-huh. A u programu?
Imat ćemo official i srpski general konzula Branislav Grbić, koji će da reprezentuje Branka Radoševića, pošto Branko Radošević neće moći biti tu. Onda uh-huh. ćemo imati i grčkog doktor Stavros Krimis.
Uh-huh.
Iz Pan Makedonijan asocijacije bit će sekretarca Marija Alembaki, Ceni Kopari.
Uh-huh.
I normalno, tjenik naše crkveno-školske opštine u Rudehilu, Ilija Plišić,
uh-huh.
On će da bude da pozdravi. I otac Srbo, on će normalno da blessing i da to sve on...
blagoslovi.
Da, uh-huh. da, učenici iz crkveno-školske opštine Sveti Stefan u Rudehilu, on će da otvore program sa jednom recitacijom tamo daleko. Njihova učiteljica je Danica Dobrić. I onda ćemo da krenemo normalno sa nastupima folklornih grupa i sa zabavom.
Gde će se svi predstaviti?
Da.
Imate li Ruse, Bugare, Rumune ove godine u programu?
Ove godine imamo grupu Rusa, ali Bugari neće moći doći ove godine. Imaćemo jednu grčku grupu, Kalinga i Sidneja. One će biti tu i bit će jedna arapska grupa, 5 grčkih grupa i ostalo su sve naše srpske grupe.
Očigledno da postoji veliki entuzijazam u zajednici čim ta manifestacija toliko dugo traje. Pa kažite mi ko je sve uključen duže vremena i ko od kolega s kojim od njih duže sarađujete?
Pa da vam kažem da Dimitrije Kamatopoulos, on je uvijek master of ceremony od Greka i ja i on smo od početka počeli da organizujemo i da sarađujemo. I tako da mi se već poznajemo toliko dugo godina i zajedno sarađujemo non stop smo pogotovo sad kad dođe pri kraju svakodnevno se čujemo i sarađujemo da organizujemo sve taj program.
Na veliko zadovoljstvo cele zajednice. Naš dragi kolega Dimitrios Kametopoulos je sa nama. You are involved from the beginning in the day of friendship and how it all began.
Sanja, hello to the SBS radio program. It is a great honor being one of the organizers of this absolutely wonderful event of the Greek-Serbian Friendship Day, which is now the Greek-Serbian or Serbian-Greek Orthodox and Cultural Friendship Day. It's been happening for 23 years. It is absolutely fantastic. It has grown. It brings our two Orthodox communities together. the Serbian community and the Greek community. We have many ties between our two nations, between our two communities. The religion, of course, Christianity, Orthodoxy, the history with the Byzantine Empire, the music, the food, the geography of our two countries, of our countries, Serbia and Greece, mm-hmm. very close to each other. Thousands of Serbian tourists go to Greece every year, particularly in the Macedonia region, in Chalkidiki, in Thrace region, in Epiros. And a lot of the Greeks study in Belgrade and Novi Sad and in other cities in Serbia. So there's a lot of ties. And of course, this started, Sanja, 23, 24 years ago when the parish community of St. Sveti Arhidiakon Stefan, mm-hmm. Urutihilu, they wanted to thank the Greek community for the help that they received from the Greeks of Australia, the Greek diaspora, and also Greece and Cyprus together.
It was when the war started.
Absolutely, mm-hmm, Sonia. Mm-hmm. When the war started and devastated Serbia and the Serbian communities within former Yugoslavia, Bivša Yugoslavia, the Greeks helped as much as they could. Many children, orphan children, came to Macedonia region in northern Greece, in Thessaloniki, in Florina, in Kozani, in Kavala, in Drama, and they were hosted by Greek families, the Serbian children. From there, and from the history, of course, this festival had to continue and is continuing till today, to this year, and I think it has a lot of potential. The last few years, I must say, we have included also other Orthodox communities. We had the Russian Orthodox community come along as well on our 21st anniversary of the Greek Orthodox friendship, the Armenian community, the Bulgarian, Romanian, also to celebrate this wonderful priatelstvo between the Greeks and the Serbs.
Mm-hmm, I know.
So there's a lot of ties between Serbia and the capital, Thessaloniki. Yeah. You know, if you go to Thessaloniki...
Many, many years ago as well, during the First World War.
Oh, of course. And that's when the Serbians were living, and on the island of Krf as well, and with the government. But even today, when you walk in Thessaloniki, a lot of shops have the Cyrillic script for the Serbian tourists. Mm. And in other Macedonian towns as well, in Drama, in Kavala, in Seres, in Kozani, Kastoria, in a lot of areas.
Beautiful.
So the friendship is there. You can see it in the streets in Thessaloniki. And, you know, you just have to have a burek. Just eat a burek and you think you are in Greece or Serbia. And you just taste everything.
How about moussaka?
Oh, I love moussaka. Let's not start on food because I love moussaka.
Okay.
I have to say that I love the Serbian food myself. You know, when the shopska salata is just my favorite. And the good thing about this festival is we don't only celebrate the music, the culture, the dancing, but we also celebrate the lovely food that the women from the parish community of Sveti Stefan prepare, and they have to sell for food for anyone who'd like to come. You know, the cevapcici, I just love that. I'll go crazy over there. it's a lovely event. So everything
and
is souvlaki? Together. Well, I'm not sure if they make souvlaki, but I must say that I prefer the Serbian food.
Okay. What is in the program this year prepared by Greeks?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you right now, we've got six Greek community dancing groups performing. They'll be performing dances from Crete, from the island of Crete, mm-hmm. from the island of Cyprus or Kipar. They'll be performing dances from the region of Peloponnese, from Thessalia, from Macedonia, from Thrace, from Epiros, from the Aegean Islands, many dancers, and the modern Greek dancers. And of course, Sanja, you cannot have a Greek dancing group leave the stage without doing the Zorba, which is the most famous dance of them all. The Zorba, the Greek,
yes,
captures the spirit, mm-hmm. I think, between the Serbs and the Greeks.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
Ljubice, još mi samo kažete gdje će se sve to zajedno održavati.
To će sve zajedno da bude u Urutihilu, mm-hmm. 259 Hayes Road, Plumpton. I kažem, to ćemo da krenemo eto ujutro 9.30. I program, kako smo mi za sada napravili, neće se da završi skoro do pola sedam sati uveče.
A, to je celodnevni. Celodnevni program.
Celodnevni program, da.
Fino, Ljubice, hvala vam puno.
Hvala vama.
Hvala vama mnogo.